Okay, our next speaker is Dr. Zane Grabau with University of Florida, evaluating the efficacy of fluoropyrimidine nematicide applications for managing reniform nematode from 2016 to 2019 in North Florida.
All right, thank you. Okay, so what I'm going to be talking about today is reniform nematode and fluoropyrim. So just a little bit of background leading into that. We've kind of gotten a lot of background, so I'll go through this pretty quickly. So reniform nematode is one of the major pests of cotton. We've heard a lot about root knot nematode. This is kind of the other nematode that is a major pest on cotton. So for illustrative purposes, to follow along with what some of the data I'm going to be showing today, how do I get to the clicker? Oh, here we go. So here you can see a young soil-borne reniform nematode female. This is what we would call a vermiform stage. So there's also juveniles. So this is what it would look like in the soil. We get a lot of these in the soil. And then the kind of the other stage we can look at is the mature reniform nematode females. They're a sedentary semi-endoparasite. So this is an illustration of that female body sticking out of the root, and then the egg masses coming out of the female. And the eggs are the other stage that we would often quantify that I'll be presenting for part of this talk. So for a reniform nematode in the past few years, we've relied pretty heavily on crop rotation and nematicides. Resistant cultivars have not been available in the past. That is changing, but we have mostly relied on those two options. So in particular, the nematicide I'm going to be focusing on today is fluoropyrim. This was introduced in 2015. Kind of the impetus for this presentation is that I started at Florida in 2016, so I have about 4 years of field data. And as most of you probably know, you look at trials in an individual year, you look at it, and you say, oh, there's maybe some trends there, but nothing quite significant. Next year, kind of the same thing. So what I wanted to do was look at multiple years and get a broad picture of what is happening over those years to try to get a better understanding of what's going on. And fluoropyrim happened to be the product that was applied most in these trials. So the field trials that we were looking at, all of these were conducted as small plot field trials on our research station in Quincy, Florida, which is a Dothan sandy, loamy sand, excuse me. It's about 88% sand, so a little bit on the higher side for reniform nematode field. That said, they had what you would consider high reniform nematode pressure, anywhere between 2,000 to 8,000 vermiform reniform nematodes per 100 cc soil at pre-plant. So loosely using the term experiments, as I said, this is basically a grouping of treatments from trials that I did over 4 years. So these aren't necessarily pre-planned experiments. It's kind of a post hoc pulling out of individual treatments from trials. So basically I grouped it into three experiments looking at different rates of vellum total, which is currently the main commercial product that has fluoropyrim as a nematicide, and that's an in-furrow product. Looking at different rates was the first trial. Second trial was looking at a couple different formulations of fluoropyrim versus one of the competitor nematicides, Aldicarb, and also seed treatments as well. So looking at that first experiment, the vellum total rate trial, these were our treatments. We have untreated and then five different rates of vellum total ranging from 8 ounces per acre up to 18 ounces per acre, which is the maximum labeled rate. And for those of you who don't know, vellum total is a combination of fluoropyrim, which is the nematicide, and then imidacloprid, which is an insecticide. So for this one, I pulled together three different trials. One was conducted in 2016. Two of them were conducted in 2017. So the data I'm going to present for this one, reniform nematode soil counts, and slightly different for our different trials. In 2017, I collected this at mid-season, about 6 weeks after planting, And in 2016, we collected at harvest. So also have cont and lint yield for this. And throughout this presentation, in some cases, I've tried to normalize the data and also present absolute values for that normalized data. What I basically did is just calculate as a percent of the control. So looking at our reniform nematode counts, this is our 2016 data. So reniform nematode counts here, soil counts. Again, this was at harvest with our different rates of the vellum total compared to control. And in general, what we're seeing is that at the higher rates of vellum total, we're getting better control. We have a little bit of an anomaly here at our 14-ounce rate, but generally pretty good control considering how late we are looking at this in the season. And this is for our two 2017 trials, combining that data together. There's no interactions there. And this is a really nice stepwise reduction of our reniform nematode populations as we're increasing that rate of vellum total. And then looking at our cotton yield, for this one, I combined all three of these trials together. So in terms of just our absolute lint yield, we didn't have any statistically significant differences, although you can see some trend there. And then when I normalized that, we did get it to break out. Any of our vellum total rates above 10 ounces had a significantly greater yield than our control. The only one that didn't separate out was that 8-ounce rate. So moving into the second experiment, kind of looking at different competitor products, our treatments are we have untreated vellum total, and then Propulse, which is another formulation of flupyrim. In this case, it is flupyrim plus prothioconazole, which is a fungicide. Similar rate for those for the Propulse and the vellum total, slightly lower for the Propulse. And then AgLogic, a granular nematicide that we've talked about previously in this session. So for this trial, we did supplement with imidacloprid so that treatments 1 to 3 all received an equal amount. And then the treatment number 4, the AgLogic, has some insecticidal activity there, so we did not supplement with imidacloprid for that. So this one, we had two trials conducted in 2018 and 2019. The data. So for this trial, at this point, we had switched over to primarily doing root counts. So for both of these trials, we looked at that at about 45 days after planting. And then again, I'll be presenting the cotton yield. And for both of these, I'm going to present absolute and normalized data. So looking at our reniform nematode abundances, we did get some differences here. Again, reniform nematode eggs per gram of root. And what we saw is that our AgLogic significantly decreased our populations compared to the control, the vellum total, or the Propulse. So in this case, it performed better than the flupyrim products. And then when I normalized that, we did not get any differences. So as far as our yield, unfortunately, we didn't see any response at all. This is our absolute lint yield with our four different products. And then normalizing it, it's basically the same thing. So just no yield response here, despite at least some reduction in nematode populations from the aldecarb. So our third experiment, looking at different seed treatments. So what I pulled out is three different treatments that were consistent in our trials. First was untreated. Second was Copio, which has the active ingredient flupyrim. And then Aris, which is theodicarb as a nematicide. And there's also an imidacloprid insecticide in that one as well. So for this one, we had four trials I was able to pull from, one in 2017, two in 2018, and one in 2019. So this one, we're looking at a combination of root samples and soil samples. Three of them we had root samples. One of them we did soil samples for. And then our cotton yield as well. So looking at our reniform nematode abundances, this is our 2017 trial at 47 days after planting. This is the one where we did soil samples. So these are our reniform nematode soil counts by our different seed treatments. Nothing statistically significant here. In fact, it looks like numerically our seed treatments increased compared to the control. And then for our other three trials, we did take egg counts from the roots. Those are the counts there for our three different seed treatments. And again, nothing statistically significant. If anything, there's a numerical trend that our error slightly decreased our root populations of reniform nematode. Looking at our cotton yield for that trial, again, similar to our second experiment or trial, yields were basically flat no matter if I looked at it in terms of absolute yield or relative yield. There just wasn't much there as far as differences among our different seed treatments, and that's for four trials combined, as I said before. So real brief summary, we did get some efficacy with Aldecarb or Flupyran, but it just wasn't consistent between our different trials or experiments. And I guess my question with this is, how much is that related to product performance, and especially for the yield, how much is it related to the particular years that you put out the products and just the environment that it was for nematode damage to that crop? And at least in my trials, I didn't get any response from our seed treatments. So acknowledge help from my lab as well as funding from those listed there that I can take some questions. As far as I know, I think that's the labeled rate. No? Yeah. I guess we just went off the labeled,
sure.
Maximum labeled. I think I would kind of reiterate what I said on that summary slide that, you know, you can get benefits from these nematicides, especially from the in-furrows. It's just you're not going to be able to count on it necessarily, getting a return on it every single year.